You may have heard that a searing heat wave has been spreading across Europe, with Germany, France and Belgium experiencing extreme temperatures. In Germany, temperatures were expected to get as high as 40 degrees Celsius during the week. That is 104 degrees Fahrenheit, and that is just slightly above the country's previous June record of 38.2 degrees Celsius that was set in Frankfurt in 1947. DW correspondent in Berlin, Thomas Sparrow, has been following this story. Hello, Thomas.
Hello from Berlin, from a very hot Berlin, I might add.
Oh, it's hot there as well, is it?
It is indeed very hot here in Berlin. And as you just said, this is something rather unusual for the beginning of the summer, and also unusual for this part of the world, for Europe, for Northern Europe as well. This may be something more common in other parts of the world, in Africa or in the Caribbean. But certainly for Germany, this is not common. And I'll just give you an example. Many homes here in Germany, most homes, in fact, have heaters prepared for the cold weather, for the cold months. But I don't think you will find many homes in Germany that have air conditioning for this kind of heat. So I would say that it is rather unusual. And this is why this whole heat wave has also been so important in the news as well recently.
I mean, I find that unusual, Thomas. I mean, I've lived in the Middle East. There was air conditioning in every apartment, every shopping mall air conditioned. The taxis were air conditioned. The buses were air conditioned. Here, you're sitting on a bus and you're just sweating. You know, if it's switched on, it's switched on to a quite a mild degree. Why is that? Why are we not prepared for this hot weather?
Well, essentially, because I think this part of the world is more prepared for cold weather, as I say. Heaters are everywhere, on buses and train stations, homes. But people are not necessarily used to these kind of heat waves. Although, and this is important as well, heat scientists have warned indeed that these extreme heat waves are becoming more common in Europe. So I do think, in a way, many people in the continent will have to start preparing for these kinds of events, which, as I say, are unusual, but we've seen plenty of heat waves in recent years as well.
Yeah, they're unusual, especially for this time of year. But many Germans are saying that the most important challenge, especially for authorities to deal with, is climate change.
That was a recent survey that was published here in Germany, where they asked voters ahead of the European elections what the main challenges of politicians were. And they said that the main challenge was climate change. That has to do with the fact that this topic has become more and more important in Germany in recent months, not only in Germany, in other parts of the world as well. It has also become more prominent in the news. It has also become more prominent among young people. You may know the Fridays for Future protests in many parts of the world. So it has certainly become a very important topic, one that has also been presented by green parties in the continent, which have also gained ground in recent times.
Yeah, and here in Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel has been recognized internationally as the so-called climate chancellor. But at the same time, she's facing criticism for not reaching the emission reduction targets.
Yes, it's interesting because internationally, Angela Merkel has been seen as a sort of climate chancellor, pushing for international agreements on climate and fighting climate change. And yet here in Germany, that vision is a bit different, because Germany has had indeed problems with its own goals, its own climate change goals. And Angela Merkel has also been seen as a chancellor that in recent times has set her focus maybe elsewhere. Germany has been rather busy with migrants, for example, with the economy. And there has been criticism that Angela Merkel should again start focusing on climate, in particular, as I say, as voters are saying time and time again that this is a very important issue, as young people go to the streets, as the green parties in many parts of Europe are gaining ground. So there have been calls for Angela Merkel to step up Germany's efforts when it comes to fighting climate change.
How are other countries in Europe tackling these issues surrounding climate change, Thomas?
There is a big debate in Europe regarding this issue. In fact, in Europe, there has been a lot of conflict when it comes to the idea of either setting common goals or whether countries should focus on their own goals, be it economic goals or environmental goals. There are countries in Eastern Europe that have particularly said that they want and they believe they should focus first and foremost on their economy, that they should themselves decide on their own energy mix and their own priorities. Poland being one case in point. And in fact, the EU has had a lot of troubles trying to find those common goals when it comes to climate pledges. So that is one of the key problems. That is also one of the key reasons why there are so many people going to the streets and saying that they need politicians, they want politicians to do much more because they see this as an urgent issue and they see this as an issue that is creating big debates and big problems between politicians. Mm.
Thomas Sparrow, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure, Keith.
Thomas Sparrow, DW correspondent in Berlin.